There was a lot of very interesting feedback following my release of the chicken feed test results of Tractor Supply, Producer's Pride brand chicken feed, and some other brands, Damore and Purina and whatever else. People were surprised that all six products that we tested were showed some level of contamination. All of them did. And I guarantee you that if we test every product in the country, every single one of them, you know, chicken feed or animal feed of any kind, every single one of them will have some level of contamination. And that's just the world in which we live. And I don't know why, but I guess a few people thought that all the food is pristine and clean, except for every once in a while, there's one lot that's heavily contaminated and it really, really stands out, you know, 100 times higher. It's not usually like that. All the food's contaminated. And this is true with human food and dog food as well, especially dog food. Contamination is everywhere. And the other piece of feedback I got from people is they were really surprised that certified organic products can still contain such high levels of heavy metals. And, you know, I've worked to try to explain this for many years, that USDA organic does not in any way mean low heavy metals. And that's why you have to test organic products for heavy metals. In fact, I would say across the board, organic products tend to have higher heavy metals because they're less processed. So when you have more conventional processed food products, like let's say white bread or pastries or, you know, pasta, whatever, it's so heavily refined and processed that there's really no lead left in it, or almost none. But also at the same time, there are almost no beneficial minerals in it. So it doesn't mean you should eat processed wheat products or white bread or whatever because you're trying to avoid lead. No, you're also missing out on, you know, the zinc and the trace chromium and the magnesium and all the other beneficial minerals, trace copper and what have you, that your body actually needs. So just understand that in the organic food sector, if you're not testing the food or the supplements, there's no way to know what's in there or how high it might be. And again, that's true with chicken feed. In fact, the Producer's Pride brand had the lowest level of heavy metals and it was non-organic. The other critical realization is that since we live in a highly polluted world, there's no food that you can buy commercially that is not contaminated at some level, you know, from grocery stores or what have you. And even if you grow it yourself, this is the other thing, even if you grow food yourself, guess what? You're going to find some level of lead, some level of cadmium, aluminum, hopefully not mercury, but you could easily find arsenic in it. And there's fallout from the sky. So dioxins, for example, PCDD, they are falling out of the sky at all times in really, really tiny amounts, just because people's homes catch on fire every once in a while, or people burn backyard trash and they create dioxin plumes, or a train wreck happens and then there's a massive dioxin plume. Even if you garden at home, you can't get all the contaminants off your food. So it's not a question of being contaminant-free. It's a question of, well, first, what level of contamination are you exposed to? And then secondly, detoxification. How do you get these contaminants out of your body? And of course, that's a whole subject of many books all on its own, detoxification. But we'll cover some simple principles here. But first, let me just mention, reducing your level of exposure is feasible. Well, first, buying organic will absolutely reduce your exposure to glyphosate, the weed killer. So that's a good place to start. And then as far as the heavy metals go, the simplest answer to removing heavy metals from your body, or at least removing them from food intake, is to eat more plant fiber. And I've done extensive testing on this in the laboratory. You know, I have a patent on removing heavy metals from the body. I have a patent on cesium elimination. It's called the cesium eliminator. And so I understand how to get these metals out of the body. Again, I've done extensive testing in the lab. And what I found is that the simplest and most effective thing is to consume more fruit fiber with every meal where you suspect you may be exposed to heavy metals. And you can buy even things like grapefruit fiber as a dietary supplement. And you can just take that. It's a large pill, difficult for some people to swallow, but it's worth taking. You can take a supplement like that every time you eat any kind of a meal that contains meat, cheese, or dairy of any kind, or anything that you might suspect has heavy metals or other chemical toxins like barbecue, where the edges of the meat have been burned to a crisp, which makes it delicious. But you want to have some fiber, and you want to have fresh fruit with that. And the fresh fruit, which really is the way to go on this, also gives you typically anthocyanins, which help protect your body from the cancerous effects of, you know, lots of things that are in meat products. So just remember this rule of thumb. Every time you eat meat or dairy or eggs or fish, any kind of a meat source, make sure you're eating fresh fruits and vegetables with that meal. It could be a salad. It could be an apple. It could be a grapefruit supplement. Just make sure you're getting fruit fiber with that meal. You don't even need the whole fruit. Just the fiber would have an extraordinary effect of making sure your body doesn't absorb those heavy metals that might be in the food. And then in terms of detoxification, the simple answer is, number one, avoid exposure. And then number two, keep avoiding exposure for a long time, because your body eventually replaces your cells. It eventually replaces, you know, all kinds of tissue in your body, organ tissue, bone tissue, red blood cells, and so on. Your body replaces it. And as it's replacing it, it's building new tissue or new bones with whatever you have circulating in your blood at that time. So if your blood is clean at that time, then you're going to rebuild with cleaner cells, cleaner organs, cleaner blood, and so on. But it will take years for your body to rebuild all the cells. So the longer you stay clean and avoid exposure, the cleaner your body is going to be on everything from dioxins to heavy metals and pesticides and, you know, bad microbes and all kinds of things. So there are the two answers. Number one, avoid exposure as much as you can. And number two, detox, 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 and make it a lifestyle so that you're drinking clean water and sweating out toxins and following a very healthy detox lifestyle, good healthy fiber, lots of chlorophyll in your diet, superfoods, and so on. That's how you get clean and stay relatively clean in a highly contaminated, polluted world. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.